You never know. There's no guarantees in life.
Except for me getting my fucking little bally sucked.
And good
you
afternoon.
Can take that to the bank.
Good afternoon. I got something you can take to the bank right here, pal. It's called my pinoise.
Yeah, okay. I'm the teller. Sorry, we don't take microscopic deposits.
Yeah, I got
So they take big dicks at the bank?
They do at this bank, yeah.
At this bank?
At this particular bank. They do.
Interesting.
I got a deposit you can take right here, pal. It's called my ass.
Yeah, well, we'll take that, actually.
And
we'll use it as the vault because it can hold
let's just get
hundreds
the reads
of
out
millions
of
dollars.
Out of the way. You could buy Cushy Dreams and...
And get your dick hard with BlueChew.com.
Good. Okay. Now, the read's done for the episode. All
right.
I'll send that to the...
Cha-ching.
I'll send that to the advertisers. I would like my $1 million, please. Mm-hmm.
We could, in theory, open the show with ads, right?
Yeah, but they're then people just skip them. People don't understand the genius of this show.
It's definitely genius.
Is that we've distracted everybody with a conversation about whether it's political or comedy, and the answer is neither.
It's a way to trick you into having to listen to the ads.
The greatest achievement you can achieve.
Yes.
Continue. Hold on.
Yes.
Get this. Get the old school meme format ready. The
write
motivational
this down.
Poster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Albert Einstein with his tongue out. The greatest achievement you can achieve is having people accuse you of selling out.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because that means that you had something to sell, folks.
The greatest dick the devil ever sucked was that he was mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got your dick sucked by the devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
I got my dick
that.
Sucked by the devil, and I was like, I'll sell you my soul. For head, and he was like, awesome. And then right when I busted, I was like, psych.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your fingers were crossed.
My fingers were crossed, and I said psych, and he had no recourse.
I did that with the devil, but my fingers were double crossed, so they double
canceled out.
So he has my soul now.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going straight to hell.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for some $2,000 checks he was promised.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Where's my fucking money?
Yeah.
Stewie video clip.
They're holding the...
Stewie from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Where's my money?
Lewis! My penis!
Lewis! Come give my penis head.
Oh, blast my penis. Blast on my face, woman!
Blasted woman, I'm gay.
Blast me.
Oh, what the deuce?
I'm trying to be blasted.
I'm trying to get my ass fucked, mother.
Quick. Hold on.
What?
In memoriam to...
Who died?
Two people died. This.
R.I.P. Sekou Smith.
You know what? Let me just get...
Oh, Screech. Sorry. I should have let you say it.
Well, we got to get the...
Oh, Sophie, too.
Why isn't this working?
She had some bangers. R.I.P. to her and Sekou Smith.
R.I.P. to Screech and Sophie.
Screech and Sophie.
And NBA analyst Sekou Smith, who died of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. You know what that stands for, NBA?
This is a banger.
Oh, yeah, this song's tight.
I can make you fuck my ass if you let me. I can suck my dad's penis.
I can make you feel, make you feel.
Yeah, R.I.P.
I can make you feel, I can make you feel. I can make you feel, if you let me.
I love this song.
Okay.
Is this still recording?
Yeah. Oh, no, it didn't start. Oh, wait, no, yeah, it did. You got to...
Yeah, we're still recording.
Okay. I wanted to say, first of all, R.I.P. Sophie, obviously, but also that song in particular, I really enjoy because I love the idea. When I listen to the song, I'm thinking that a girl is begging me to let her suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been in that. I've had girls who wanted to suck my dick. And there's even been like a please. Yes, it does.
It's never in a happened.
In a playful sexual way.
I can
way.
Make up stuff too.
No, I'm not.
About women wanting
to suck. The girls have sucked
me.
My dick and wanted to suck me
I
off.
I can make up stuff too.
Plenty of girls have wanted to
You've
suck my
dick. You've never had sex. Yes, I have. Nick is just a fucking liar.
Whatever you're saying.
I know it's a lie.
Nick wishes he could fuck like me.
No,
I fuck nice and I fuck with panache.
You fuck nice.
I do fuck nice.
With panache?
I fuck with panache and I fuck nice. Uh-huh. Ask the girls
yeah,
I fuck.
Yeah, panache butter that you mm-hmm. put all over your That's balls and have a dog lick it off.
What's panache butter?
You've only had sex with dogs.
I've never had sex with a dog.
I fuck
lots of girls.
You've only had sex.
Never a dog's mouth.
Only with dogs.
No, that's not true.
Stubbs only had sex.
Nick's alive.
Dogs.
It doesn't even sound like the fucking song.
I'm trying my best. If you just give me a break.
Wow, that's a cool effect.
Nick's trapped in a very gay dimension right
this
now.
Is shame.
He's trapped in a fucking jade dildo that a gay Chinese guy put him in.
Actor Michael Douglas, long time listener, first time. Beating off on the floor.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very horny.
Oh, it's great to have you on the line.
I'm horny for a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Why are you calling in to the show?
I thought you were gay.
I'm calling in because I'm playing.
I thought you were famously gay.
That's just his name.
For the first time,
Kurt named him gay actor Michael Douglas.
I'll be playing a Hispanic character.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that I didn't do it wrong.
All right, let's hear it.
And me more pussy.
Oh, was that you, or was that a Hispanic guy?
That was me.
Whoa. Wow, where are you calling from?
I don't know. I'm trapped. If someone could please.
Are you in a cathedral or something? Something with a high ceiling?
I'm in the U.S. Embassy in Libya. And Christopher Stevens is here, and I'm having sex with his balls. I'm putting his balls in my mouth. And I can feel him.
Wow,
feel him
wait. Wow. Did you go back in time?
He's in Benghazi.
He's in Benghazi. Michael, stop having sex with his balls. You have to stop.
There's a mob
Benghazi.
Coming. There's a mob coming.
I'm having sex. No, he's in his ass now.
I'm having sex.
He's inside Christopher Stevens' ass.
I'm having sex.
You're inside the hero, Christopher Stevens' asshole?
I'm inside of Christopher Stevens' ass.
Quick, Michael, you get out of there. We'll go get Hillary.
I'm having sex with Christopher Stevens.
We sent you back in time to stop Benghazi.
Not to have sex with Christopher Stevens.
Is that the sound?
That's the soundtrack.
Having sex with Christopher Stevens. Having sex in his ass. And now he's fucking me. Now he's fucking my ass.
Wow.
That would be a good movie.
Would it?
Yeah. Michael Douglas having sex with Christopher Stevens?
Yeah.
While will they play Sophie?
Mm-hmm. That would be great. It would be great to start, you know, like those guys that get popular on like Instagram for doing like their own loop, you know, like they're just good at music.
I guess you mean like beat?
Yeah.
You guys make
like
these?
NPC guys that make
what?
Like loops.
What's NPC?
It's like that pad with all the squares on it.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, those
I'm
are
I'm gonna buy
cool.
one.
We should all get NPCs.
No, I'm getting one.
I mean, you should get one.
Thank you.
I should ask you if I could play.
You can come over and play it for a couple minutes.
Well, just to try and start like a loop guy career, but I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah.
It's just that shit.
To take your
like a lo-fi loop type shit?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
to
it.
To take a small business loan, a COVID relief bill.
Yes.
Buy an NPC. Try to start your loop.
I'm getting a COVID relief Stabby Baby Enterprises. Mm-hmm. We're getting a loan. And I'm turning my office into a fucking century decoration
I can make
tank.
Suck penis if you let me.
A century decoration?
Sensory deprivation tank.
Oh, okay.
Get the fucking jit out of your ears.
I got a relief for you.
No, you don't.
I'm going to relieve all the cum out of your balls.
Fuck, that's true. You are.
I got a relief for you, buddy. Watch me relieve all the bustings.
No! You're sucking me off against my will.
Now you no! feel relieved.
I feel very relieved. How was my
I feel
hey,
so relieved.
Adam,
what's
how was,
up?
How was the chili?
Stav gave me some of his snow day chili. Fantastic, fantastic.
How was the fucking chili?
I'll say the heat level, perfect. The texture, incredible.
Thank you.
The corn kernels really gave it a nice
you
bite.
You need a little corn. You need a little bean. And you know what? I don't... You can get all your... You can fucking put all your stuff in a blender and make it like a... Kind of a pasty kind of soup.
I don't
no,
like that shit.
I chop up.
I like a crumb.
Every pepper, I chop up every fucking onion nice and tiny.
Mm-hmm. Stav got arrested at the bodega.
I did not get arrested.
Yeah, he did. He tried to order too many sandwiches.
Like, the woman in front of me ordered 12
yeah,
sandwiches.
Yeah, like, so
let me get a.
When you blamed it on that black
a chopped
woman.
Cheese.
It was
but
a black
with
woman.
Extra
she
cheese
got a,
and
she got
even
assaulted
more
by
chop.
The police.
I want no. extra chop on my cheese.
I got
that's just way. Chop up the
I'll
hamburger.
Tell you exactly
I
what
know.
I said I want more chop. First of all, I don't like chopped cheeses. Okay.
I love chopped cheeses.
I'm a cheesesteak guy.
I love going to the bodega ordering
a
chopped cheese.
I'm a cheesesteak guy.
We got a 515.
We
got a.
Oh, we don't have a fat guy ordering too many
sandwiches. We have a 6182. It's a fat man ordering too many sandwiches.
No, we don't have a 6182.
Dispatch, this is 211. We're outside the bodega. Looks like we can see him from outside the store.
211, you copy?
He's pacing back and forth and his stomach's knocking everything off the
shelves. No, it isn't.
Oh, no, not again.
Sometimes that happens. It's a small bodega.
So I'm requesting a second EMT to...
why is there a first EMT there?
We have to back the ambulances up to each other so we can fit his body.
No, what the fuck? How is it going to drive?
Dispatches 218. Dispatches 218, copy.
How are the ambulances going to drive if they're backed up into each other?
One goes reverse, one goes forward.
That seems really hard to pull off.
It's a classic.
First of all, I fit in an ambulance.
Another Stavros classic.
316, we're on the way. We copy you. We got the ambulance is doing ass to ass to carry the fat man out of bodega.
I'm not
316, copy.
Much fatter men than me have been in an ambulance. What is that? My heart rate?
He's agitated now. Sir, 1 second. We're gonna need backup.
What are they using? Nextels?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Where you at? Bleep. The whole city behind you. 218, copy. 16, what's 20? Oh, we're on the way. We got peanut M&M's and almond M&M's. Mm-hmm. I know you requested the regular because that'll lure him out of the store.
Oh, a honeypot situation.
We got to talk to Ops Dispatch to make sure we have enough candy.
I ordered one sandwich. I ordered a chicken breast, tomato, avocado.
He's lying.
Avocado, banana peppers, lettuce, honey mustard sauce.
Oh, okay. I like that order.
This is the aerial support helicopter. We're trying to get a visual on the suspect, but he's even from here too fat to.
How?
Hit in the
well,
frame.
Which one is it? You can see me or you can't see me.
No, do it better. The helicopter.
How am I too fat to be seen?
Dispatch for all.
It's camouflaging into the earth.
Dispatch, if you give us a second, we'll explain. He's too fat to fit in the helicopter's camera.
What?
And he's got.
That's not how cameras work.
He's got a friend with him that looks to be like a Jewish woman about 5'1".
Hey.
And she's her penis is too small to be seen by the helicopter.
Okay.
It's we're the, ca-
trans,
the camera's
I
broken.
Guess?
We're crashing. He's so fat, we're crashing.
Black Hawk down.
The gravitational pull of him is so fat. And that's also crazy. The other guy's dick is so small, it's destroying the helicopter.
No, that's wow, that was a big staple of Yo Mama So Fat jokes, was the gravitational pull.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Aspect to it.
Was that a big staple?
That was a staple.
You know what else has a big staple is Stop Stomach.
No, it's the weight. Wouldn't that mean
no,
I'm not
fat? It's not working.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He busted through that staple.
I met a guy who got the stomach staple.
How'd it work out?
He says he hates it. He says, first of all, you have to chew the fuck out of your food.
You met this guy in the community?
No. I mean, he was a comedian. Shouts out to Paulie. Mm-hmm. Pauly Pellegrosso on Twitter. Funny guy.
He said you vomit if you don't chew good enough.
I think you got to chew the fuck out of your food and then it goes because your stomach doesn't. I don't fucking remember.
Oh, the tantric method. Stops into tantric eating.
But he's a good guy and he was funny. He opened for me in Tucson and the Phoenix.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm blowing past it. Actually, you know what? Tantric eating sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You just eat for hours.
You never bust. Yeah.
You never get full.
You never shit.
And you never shit. I don't equate shitting to busting. Some people love shitting.
So is this Pauly here, is he fatter than you or skinnier than you?
I met him when he was smaller, but I believe he was fat as hell at some point.
Do you ever get attitude from fatter people?
Do I ever get attitude?
Yeah, like you don't know what it's like.
Like the way dark-skinned black people sometimes treat light-skinned black people.
Exactly. Exactly. The same type of thing.
We're thought of as pretty boys in the fat community.
Yeah.
I am sort of a pretty boy in the fat community. I'll say that. I suppose I'm the equivalent of a light-skinned. Slightly less lions growl like
and
this.
So in the fat community, it's thin skin.
I'm thin skinned.
You're a thin skinned fat man.
I'm thin boned.
Yeah. Thin boned.
I can make you suck penis. Whether you want to or not.
Whoa. I can make you suck my dick. With a gun.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond, too.
I got a gun.
Yeah.
Rough. Screech.
Sophie and Screech were both cum
top fans. I was saying it's the cool S curse. So who would be next?
What? Cool names with an S?
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of one person.
Screech.
Are you serious?
Sophie.
Are you guys both serious right
Cisco.
Now?
Cisco's good.
Cisco, me, Cisco, but also... Stop?
Stavros Halkias.
But come on, most people... This thing right here. I'm the most notable Stavros. All the ladies know.
You should get rid of your last name as a fuck you to your dad.
I should.
You should just go by Stavros.
I should.
Yes. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know another nigga couldn't handle it.
And no, another what?
I can't believe who'd
use
that word.
I'm going to be like one of those stand-up guys that talks about old rap lyrics, but just point out the N-word.
They say the N-word. It's like, I'd love to say it.
Excuse me?
Who's in Paris?
That's not very cool to... Black indigenous people of color.
Oh, they can say it. But when I get off the plane in Charles de Gaulle Airport and I say, wow, there's a lot of in Paris, now I'm the bad guy.
I just listened to White Fragility on tape.
Oh, you got the tape.
Is it about both of your dicks?
As read by Sean Connery just before he passed away. It's difficult to talk to white people about race because you let them have the last word, and they've already had the last word, and they keep going. And in that case, yes, I think it's perfectly acceptable to slap them.
To slap a white person, a white woman.
To slap a white woman across the face.
That would be awesome if he rebranded as a guy who just really hated white feminists.
White women are teetering on the edge. I can't. How are they? They still haven't gotten their full comeuppance. And when it happens,
the Karen thing was good.
And they try to come back into the fold.
Yeah,
no man.
We got to push them back.
No man. Fend for yourself.
When white women are all like living with their fucking mom, like playing fucking StarCraft, and like they're all on female dating strategy. And like getting cancer from eating at 7-Eleven every day because they blow their paycheck from KFC on scratch off lottery.
Yes,
tickets.
I'm sorry, you mean investing?
Yeah, investing
because they're investing.
Once white women are in that position, maybe you can come to the cookout.
You're invented to the white man cookout, which is just eating 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
Together, and our only table it's not a dinner table; it's a fucking foldable.
I probably said it before already on the show, but nothing made me feel more validated than Sadie Doyle becoming a man.
Yep.
And then fucking like
being
after 3 weeks,
he's
having to write Anne Frank's entire diary about their receding hairline.
Yeah. Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
It ain't so easy, is it?
Right. She thought she was what? Just or he thought they were you were gonna be Jeff Bezos immediately. Maybe in one department.
That's right. Being bald, you dumb fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could never be me. By the way, as a man, and you know what? Let me apologize to the bald community for Rachel Dolezal-ing you all for so long. Because I have a beautiful head of hair.
White women think that every white man has the opportunity to be Don Draper, when in reality, the vast majority of them are just going to be Sling Blade.
Yep.
Or the guy who's talking to Sling Blade at the beginning of the movie.
Or the scary guy?
Yeah, the boy J.T. Walsh.
Yeah, that scene is really scary.
Never seen Sling Blade.
Dude, that movie.
You should watch it.
Sling Blade is one of the best movies ever made.
All right, I'll watch it. I'll put it on the list. I think I'm going to... After the snow clears, maybe I'll start my 32nd year this way. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do Fitness February, and I'll work out hard in the mornings, and then I watch three movies, and
you're
going to do nothing
else. You're going to take a blue chew.
Then I work out hard, and when I say hard, I don't mean with a lot of effort. I mean
with an erection.
Dick on swole, thanks to BlueChew.com. The nation's premier leading dick chewables website in the fucking universe. This, my friends, this product is so gorgeous.
It's changed our lives.
I can make you suck penis.
I can make you your dick on.
I can make your dick
if
on.
You take Blue Chew.
There you go. There it is. That's your how you dick, do it. Good job,
your dick
Stavros.
Will get hard. I can make your dick. I can make your dick bigger with a Blue Chew.
I can make a penis.
You
right.
have to chew it.
I can make you suck penis.
I can make you suck penis.
Yo, it's Neck. Dead in. Yo, it's Neck. Wrote a sex assist. The porn king. Show me your breast assist. I'm the best of it. Foul shit. Bounce with me. Degrading. Depraving. The bouchery. You're naked on the couch with me. Bitch, getting fucked in your ass through your fishnets. Yep. Cutting queefs. You're bound to eat shit next. A tit fast. I'm fucking dumb blonde. So my dick is numb. Whole lick the scum. Sticking a gun in your cunt for fun. Faking, making believe. I'm raping you, choking you, makes you cum. It's edge play.
That's
careful.
Right.
Fuck around and murder you by mistake and leave you dead in a bed slayed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's what I'm thinking about when I take Blue Chew.
That gentleman was clearly on BlueChew.com.
Is that
Canarsie's own, Necro.
Necro, yeah.
Necro had his dick hard from Blue Chew.
Who likes that?
Me. present.
Yeah.
It's like, because I think it's a song you ironically like. But then also, it's good.
Yeah.
It's cool that he samples
Time of the Season.
Is that what he samples at?
Did he even sample it?
It feels like just a song.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a sample.
Suck my dick. You're a dumb bitch.
Fuck you, Adam.
Your dick isn't hard, but it could be if you took
BlueChew.com.
If you like sex, then you'll love BlueChew.com. I love that they really, not Blue Chew, it's BlueChew.com that you love. That's my favorite part of this ad.
Yeah, if you love sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
You'll love going on the website.
You'll love using the website. You'll like the interface. You'll like the flat design, the UX.
But here's
touch my penis.
Let me tell you.
Suck my balls.
Let's do the Straight Talk Express right now.
All
right,
let's
suck my balls.
There's enough bullshit on
this
show.
Let's get on the Straight Talk Express right now.
I'm with you. John McCain. And 2000.
the straight suck express.
2008. Let's get on the Straight Suck Off Express. Mm-hmm. And let me tell
let's
you this.
Call our
McCain style.
Let's call our wife a cunt in front of the reporters.
Exactly. Exactly. And let me say this. If John McCain had taken Blue Chew, he would not have died.
He would
have
been
cancer.
Alive. Yeah.
He'd be alive right now.
He'd be getting
brain,
all
his blood would be getting
when
a workout
Vietnam,
traveling to his cock.
When I was in Vietnam, I always used to imagine that my penis could get hard. The Vietnamese, they did everything they could to help me. They tied my dick up to ropes and hung me from it. No matter what they did, my dick was still small and useless. That's why my daughter is so fat, is because I had slow sperm.
Yeah, it's true.
It's only, when your dick is short and limp, only the weak sperm get through.
Interesting.
The faster ones are, it's sort of a tortoise in the hare scenario.
They're napping. That's they know how little your dick
that's,
is.
That's the problem with the tortoise and the hare story. It's a story about a rabbit who, of course, could win the race, and he's so bored because he's already so talented.
Exactly.
They let some retard tortoise win. But guess what? Now the race is over, and you're still some faggot turtle.
So that's
the
true.
Rabbit's out there getting pussy.
Yeah, and fucking... For,
that is
for
so true.
Yeah, and that's what you can do at BlueChew.com if you take it to BlueChew.com. Just have sex in my ass. Fuck me in my ass.
You get to fuck Nick in his ass with BlueChew.com.
Fuck me in my mouth and ass.com.
How many guys listening wouldn't be stoked to fuck Nick in the ass, but because they would just get to hang out with him?
Sounds like projection.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sounds like
I get to hang out with you all the time. I don't,
no,
I would
you
never
don't.
Fuck you in the ass.
You're hitting me up. You're like, can we please go on a romantic date?
I've never asked you to do
Stop,
that.
Stop for the I've last been. Time. I have a wife kids. This
it,
is a character I do on the
so
show.
It would be so funny if you were just a guy named like Joshua.
And after,
Nick
after
Mullen
this,
was a funny
and dude. At the end of the day, I go back to being Benjamin Feinstein, actor, son of famous composer Jonathan Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking true.
Who wrote all of the music to
Boys Don't Cry.
Save the Last Dance.
Oh, yeah.
The composer of Save the Last. I was sorry, if I to remake that movie, but it's called Save the Last Piece of Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Ma?
Yeah, yes.
And I haven't seen the movie, but I imagine it's... I'm just thinking of Dangerous Minds.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any movies.
Dangerous Minds, isn't that a movie?
BlueChew.com.
No, it's a movie.
BlueChew.com.
Dangerous Minds.
Hold on, we got
no, it's with Michelle Pfeiffer. She teaches...
Michelle...
She's a fucking autistic guy who solves crimes.
No,
No, you're thinking of
that's
The Mentalist.
Something else. That's
no,
the...
it's Dangerous Minds.
No.
Dangerous Le Minds on.
Dangerous Minds, Michelle Pfeiffer goes into an inner city
dangerous,
school and then
dangerous
teaches...
She's a fucking guy. He's autistic.
Like BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. Mm-hmm. That's BlueChew.com promo code CUMTOWN.
And it gets your dick hard, by the way.
It gets your dick hard. The Blue Chew's chewables are made in the USA. Blue Chew gives you confidence better every time. Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it, you fuckers.
Here's how it works. You go to the website. You set up an appointment. They zoom you into a physician, a big-titted lady in a lab coat.
And
she
her tits are
some
out.
Questions.
And she's
Boom!
A real nerd, dude. You can tell she's wearing glasses.
The pills are out the door the next day in discreet packaging, showing up to your house. Your neighbors think you're buying pieces of a gun. You're buying 80% lowers to assemble your own AR-15 in your apartment. But really, it's dick pills.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Inconvenient, excessive packaging.
It's not
it
that
is
excessive.
Too much package.
But here's the thing. It's not specifically a Blue Chew problem. Everything across the board now, people went nuts with packaging.
That's true. It should just come in the envelope.
Especially in the Amazon era, there's so much packaging.
And let me just say this. Fuck Bezos stepping down as CEO.
What's he doing now?
It's the time to drink penis.
Having
a
little ass dick. Yep,
to drink my penis.
To drink a cup of dick.
To suck on my penis.
On my penis.
And suck on my balls. I'm gay.
I'm gay, but good it in my asshole. I am gay.
And log on to BlueChew.com.
My dick.
And use promo code. And use promo code.
Shh.
Penis.
I'm trying to finish the read.
Sorry.
And use promo code don't come down.
Damn, I want some Reese's miniatures. How do you say that word?
Miniatures.
Miniatures.
Miniatures. I'm doing it so easily.
No, hold on.
Miniatures. Miniatures.
Miniatures.
Miniatures.
Miniatures. Miniatures.
You say it all.
It's a fucking hard word to say.
It is
a
hard
word. It's not that hard. If you have a tongue that dances like mine, it's not even a fucking problem.
I just Googled it, and now I'm thinking, should I get into...
My fucking tongue is Baryshnikov.
Should I get into dollhouses?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just become the gay man you've always been.
No. The problem is thinking that I'm impeded in any way from being as much as of a faggot as I am.
You are.
No, I'm full force. 100%
no,
constantly.
Then you'd be making little miniatures.
Unceasing.
You would be making little boats.
Ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Relentlessly unceasing. You know, it was Einstein that said the greatest achievement of all time is
a
black man with a library card.
Yep. And then brother.
I don't think he said that.
Yeah, he did.
When?
He said when they didn't have Harper's.
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
remember that. That seems pretty fucked up to me, but what do I know? Yeah. I'm just a cute little fucking slut with a medium-sized prick that gets the job done, even though it's touch and go from time to time.
A butch and go.
It's a hard
damn
fucking penis.
Yeah, I should get dollhouses and a Ford Model T.
Mm-hmm.
And drive around with a big coat on and a big scarf and driving
and
goggles.
And the goggles, yeah.
But then completely nude from the waist down. So I pull up to a place and I got big driving gloves on and people see me with the top down. Awooga, you know, as I pull in the parking spot. And I take my elaborate gloves off and my goggles and the scarf and I put them on the passenger seat and I step out of the car. And everyone can see my penis and ass.
I like that idea.
And then I go to jail.
Oh, yeah, I guess because they didn't have windshields on the first ones, huh?
No, they had windshields. It was just, the world was colder. People don't understand, because of global warming, we had to switch to Fahrenheit from Celsius, because they were like, all right, well, the numbers.
We need more numbers.
We need more numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It was like, make people feel better.
It's like, you remember when they added area codes to phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Remember back in the day, you used to be able to, man, you used to be able to pick up the phone
and dial seven numbers.
Dial seven numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That was something else.
And then they rolled out the 10-number thing, and they had to teach it to children with a cartoon phone.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I hated
remember learning
that,
I was pissed off.
You know what nobody remembers? It got memory hold because it was brief, and I think it was just test marketed in
your
the Mid-Atlantic.
Penis.
Is the
your penis
the got milk thing? There was
what?
Milk had a mascot that was basically just the Philly Fanatic for like a 6-month period.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
It was a blue milk guy.
What?
Blue?
Yeah.
Let me look this up.
Right, I'm telling you, it got memory hold.
Oh, I gotta
find. Is this a Mandela effect right here? Are you about to remember something that never happened?
No, it absolutely happened. What didn't happen is you
what?
Having my respect.
That's happened before. On a few occasions that's happened.
It's my penis in my ass.
What was his name? The God Milk Monster?
It was just called the Milk Thing.
Oh, is that the Swamp Thing?
The God Milk Mascot. Elsie the Cow?
No.
I'm telling you, this is a Mandela effect if I've ever seen one.
Look, you
you're about to get Mandela, dude.
This guy.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
It's just the
yeah,
Philly.
Yeah, it's the Philly Fanatic.
It's just a blue Philly Fanatic.
I think you're lying.
From the Middle Atlantic Milk Marketing Association.
Wow. That's right where you guys both grew up, Asav.
Here you go.
As a food fan and a child,
well,
didn't remember it.
He wasn't eating anything healthy.
Yes, I was. What the fuck?
Yeah, look at this horrible ad. I mean, I only remember
is that the
it.
Benny Hill song?
I only remembered it because it looked like the Philly Fanatic, you know, and then things that look that you think like you're a child and you're trying to understand structures in the world. And so you just accept that as like a category.
Yeah, of things that exist.
Mm-hmm. Like
different types of fanatics.
There's probably an orange one out there that just, you know, manages the Italian American Association.
Mm-hmm. What's the
gritty
thing? Oh yeah, gritty. That's what I was trying to remember. But people think it's he's Antifa or something.
I think he's an.
There's a meme where people try to make him hate fascism or something.
I think he's for chaos more than anything.
Oh, Gritty's an anarchist.
I think Gritty's anarcho-fascist.
He's an anarchista.
What do anarchists do? They just want. They just don't think anyone should be the president, basically, and there should be no president.
Yeah, no government.
Anarchists are all 13.
We should have a Boogaloo boy on the show to interview him and just ask him what he thinks about Degrassi.
Mm-hmm. And we should watch an episode with him live.
Do you think if you'd got your Civil War, that we'd still have Degrassi? Because we'd be relying on Canada for entertainment. And honestly, the shit that makes it over the border is usually pretty good.
Not really.
We only get the best of Canada and the worst
we
of Mexico.
We only get the best.
You ever notice that? They save all the good food for themselves and then send the rapists and murderers here.
We get tacos.
No, we don't get good tacos.
Yeah, we do. We don't get them in New York, but we get them in fucking, you know, L.A. and shit.
You can get them in...
Mexican families
careful,
will come
careful,
here.
Careful.
They'll start a Mexican restaurant, first generation. It's great. And then the children, their spoiled children take it over. And then the menus
they start
all,
graphic designing the menus.
It's fucking terrible.
They laminate the menus.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's
bad.
They
could be shitty.
And let me make this clear. That stands true across the board in every instance.
Mm-hmm. That is actually true. Second generation Greek restaurants are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You need that shit when the motherfucker doesn't speak English.
Yeah. There's some good Mexican food in New York.
You
just need to know where to find it.
That one truck, which was pretty good.
Birrialandia.
But it wasn't.
In Jackson Heights.
You just love saying that, don't you?
Birrialandia.
Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was good. But it wasn't like...
Oh,
it,
yeah?
You know.
Well, how about this, pal?
Guys, chill
right
out.
Right here.
Yeah.
We're doing double birds at each other.
Nick Does Goro Adam ever use do four middle fingers?
That'd be so sick.
If I had four hands, that's what I would be doing constantly.
If I was in a Goro type situation.
If I was a Goro, I would be doing four middle fingers constantly.
You know how good...
Finger
cool
popping
for
chicks.
I was just going to say that. For finger popping reasons, that would be awesome.
If I was a Goro,
dude, as soon as quarantine ends, I'm going to Six Flags and flipping off the roller coaster camera.
Dude, if I was Goro, I would love
the thing I cannot wait to do.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
Double middle fingers right at the fucking Superman Ride of Steel camera.
Isn't Universal Studios and everything open in Florida right now?
We should go to Disney World, dude.
Florida is completely open.
Dude, honestly, I said that, and now it's like we should do a little Universal Studios.
I'm not going to
You're coming.
In Miami, the club is open.
You're
I'm
coming.
I'm not going to the club.
Why? Let's go to...
We get on the Tower of Terror, and it's just not... The elevator's not going up, and mm-hmm. Stav's like, we have fun ride, everybody.
So scary.
Everybody's like, boo! We waited in line for 9 hours.
And that ride is not scary.
Now you're... What's nice is
That's
waiting
my
in
opinion.
Line.
Oh my God, that is the worst part, Nick.
I love waiting in line.
No,
dude.
You don't.
I love it. I go to.
How do you get Fast Pass? You have to pay extra money so you can skip the lines?
Blast Pass.
Yeah, I would assume so.
That's what rich kids always got. They went and got Fast Pass.
What is Fast Pass?
You got like a pass where you just skip the line all day.
No, what you do is you get a wheelchair and you pretend to be handicapped.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
And then you can skip the line. I remember seeing a Hispanic family at Six Flags taking turns being handicapped on every ride. I was like, God, I love that.
Big respect for that.
I'm like, I wish I had the audacity.
Yep.
When America comes back, we're going to be sampling all the best coasters in America.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to finally go to Cedar Point, Ohio and ride
I'm
all
not
this.
A coasters guy, man.
Really?
Why not? Because the physics? Yeah, I was going to say.
Again. I am well within the realm of fat that can
What's
go on
What's the biggest
a roller
coaster
site?
You ever been on?
I went on Paramount motherfucking King's Dominion. I went to...
Were you scared?
I was scared. I was tricked into it.
You're scared of...
Yeah, I don't like roller coasters, man.
You're a scaredy cat.
I don't fuck with that
You're
shit.
You're a fraidy cat, dude.
And my friends lied to me. They said it was only one loop.
Mm-hmm.
It was some kind of indoor alien-themed roller coaster.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of shit. And the picture is just me, like, scrunched all the way the fuck up, not having a good time at all. Not even, like, I didn't photograph funny, scared. It was mm-hmm. just like, oh, that's a 17-year-old who's a fucking bitch and a coward.
He's a pussy.
Really, that's how
it's
it looked.
A 17-year-old pussy.
And you know what?
Who won't be getting pussy for another 6 years.
It will be quite some time before that young man gets his dick sucked.
You know Nick is the emotionless, dead-eyed guy on the roller coaster.
No, he might be having fun.
Do you put your hands up on a roller coaster?
Or are you all business?
I'm strictly business.
Oh, you're right, Adam.
He puts on his pants one leg at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on a tie.
Fuck roller coasters.
Roller coasters are cool.
Now, you
I love
know
them,
what
dude.
I like?
I love them. You know, it's funny. It's because you, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, that's terrifying, but there's nothing to be afraid of.
There's nothing.
It could fucking break. You could die. That's scary.
Once again, the physics.
I'm not.
It sounds like a
no,
physics problem.
No, it's a workplace safety issue.
No.
It's your workplace.
You know what? How about
like
this?
More like a pork place.
No.
Issue.
No. And I would love to go to a pork place.
Stav doesn't. He doesn't. It's not the OSHA guidelines. It's Orca guidelines.
Okay.
This is my place of pork.
Yeah. I was almost killed in Wildwood, New Jersey teacups. So
and
maybe
Buffalo Wild Wings.
No,
you were almost killed.
Wait, you were almost killed at a spinny
eating
tea.
I was
eating Reese's
as a
cups
kid,
at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I was
to
not,
pregame,
I did not bring my
to
own
pregame
Reese's
the
cups
wings.
To pregame the wings. I did not do that. When I go to B-Dub Dubs, I certainly have a nice amount of wings, but I order everything there. I don't bring any of my own food into Prime.
You
the
don't
pump.
Take. No, I saw you take a backpack in.
I did not. That's purely coincidental.
Dude, I had a friend in high school.
Shouts out to the White Marsh, Maryland Mall, B-Dub Dubs, where me and my brothers in the early 2010s saw a lot of UFC pay-per-views. I was a UFC guy
That's
when I was in college.
Cool.
It was a really fun bonding experience with my brothers. They both have kept up with the sport. I have not so much. I've transitioned more into watching basketball. But that was always a big bonding experience with my boys, going to B-Dub-Dub and getting absolutely fucked up.
How about a James bonding
experience? Some mango
experience.
Habaneros and some garlic bars.
Perhaps I had sex with your ass, Mr. Stavros.
Dude,
it's a James bonding experience.
I would love if James Bond fucked my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You guys would be mad if Sean Connery fucked your moms?
It would be cool if I got a stepdad in general. But
no. I'm trying to do drugs and watch Casino Royale.
I just fucked up one time.
It's really
Casino Royale
it's pretty
is
good.
So good, dude.
Yeah, I watched it not too long ago.
I had a period where I got really into making soup and watching James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that was great.
A lot of people say my body looks a lot like
no!
when Daniel Craig walks out of the ocean in that movie.
He doesn't look jacked at all.
Well, that's people
yes,
say I have
does.
A very similar
that
body.
That looks like somebody
that
just did 10 push-ups.
All right, that's not that's
you have got to stop lying to yourself. He looks great.
A lot of people say that I have the same body as him.
You both need to stop lying to yourself.
He's a small man, apparently. Craig. I don't know if 4'10", 4'11".
Let me look up his height. Right
look
now.
It up. Look it up. I think he lives.
My dick is
James,
fucking big.
James Crond. You know what he does is he smokes cushy dreams.
Oh, does he?
Oh, James Crond.
Yeah, James Crond.
Oh, pretty
this
cool.
Man, he said he's 5'10". He's
that's
three
a lie,
inches
dude.
Taller than normal height.
That's yeah. a lie. He is not 5'10".
That's what it says.
Google. You're not 5'10".
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
All right. Prove it.
I did. I measured you while
no.
you were sleeping.
When did you
penis
measure
2 inches?
No, that's not true. You can't.
Brain IQ of 4.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But I need, if you're measuring me, I need an independent
auditor. We measured his IQ while he was asleep, and it is he's one of the dumbest people we've ever
sleeping people. Yeah. If you're measuring me, I need Price Waterhouse Coopers.
Shut the
there.
Fuck up for a second. All right, let's talk about Cushy Dreams.
I
let's
love the stuff, it. Man.
CushyDreams.com is one of the most
one of the gayest websites.
One
in
of
the
gay. It's definitely no BlueChew.com. But they offer a full lineup of premium smokable
CBD. Yeah, it
doesn't
get your dick hard, but it does get you sort of high.
They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a.
Yep.
bud. And pre-roll CBD joints join the group of adults who are sick of vapes and gummies.
Ugh.
And want to smoke their CBD.
We want to smoke that shit. But hey, what the fuck do I look like, a baby?
And now it's legally shipping to all 50 states.
All 50 states.
The primary talking points are thus. It looks like high-quality marijuana. Smells, feels like high-quality marijuana.
Smokes like it.
And tastes like it. Well, I haven't tasted it, but it smells like it. CBD content is up to 20%, some of the highest in the game. The attention to detail is noticeable in every
it's good shit.
Beautiful flower. It is good shit, and it does. Most other CBD shit does not work.
For real.
But when you smoke it, maybe it's psychosomatic, but it does feel like something as opposed to absolutely nothing, which is what the oils
and 100% does.
You get
man.
A little something.
You get, and you know what? You get a little buzz going. It helps me sleep, and I do have a little fogginess when I smoke regular weed. There's none of that shit.
What it makes me feel like is I've just spent the entire day smoking weed.
Right.
Yeah, which like is, you're toasted.
Yeah, you feel good. You're relaxed. You're like, man, I'm dying.
That was a good day.
I love
cares?
Feeling roasty, toasty.
You know what it feels like? It feels, look, this is the selling point for Cushy Dreams. If you smoke Cushy Dreams, it'll feel like that day we went to the Amish market and then hung out at George's house.
That sounds nice.
Was that the day with the cuck, the Greek
the
cuck?
The cuck.
That was one of the best days of all time.
And then also just savagely eating the chicken in the parking lot. Awesome. And then there was like those construction workers there that were having some kind of conversation that was fucked up.
I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that? We were like right outside the Amish market.
I remember eating the chicken.
And there were like construction guys that were like having some conversation that was wild, and I can't remember what it was, but I remember not
did
being
they,
able to comment on
did
it.
They
were like, well, they threw out the rape charge. But it wasn't that, but it was something like that.
Did they fuck a girl on Rumspringa?
I remember being at a diner with my friend one time, and there was two guys at a booth behind us, and we couldn't hear most of their conversation. Mm-hmm. But then one of the guys goes, no, I mean, the girl that got gang raped, she got shot in the face.
Wow. Wow.
That's a tough fucking look.
That's when the music stops.
That's a couple L's back to back.
Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity. Grown in California and Oregon, mm-hmm. each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. It's an alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things. It mixes well with
like
other things
pole.
You can smoke, like smoking cock. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor.
I love it.
And I love cannabinoids. That.
They take the artisan approach. Every run is a small batch. That sounds inefficient and gay to me, but whatever floats your boat.
It's quality, though, brother.
It's good shit, I'm telling you. 100% hand-trimmed, never machine-trimmed.
No, fuck that.
Yep. They got real slaves.
So here's the breakdown. They got three lines. They got private reserve, ultra premium, and premium. And each one is soaked in the respective type of gasoline. Mm-hmm. Each can size is 3.5 grams, which is an eighth.
I love that.
Nitrogen
a
sealed.
A little bit less.
All right. And the desired, you got 6 strains. You got relax, peace, create, hustle, dream, energy, and dream.
And all of them do that.
And all of them do those things. So go to cushydreams.com, spelled KUSHY dreams. At checkout, use promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN, for 20% off your first order. Smoke your CBD because you can. Again, that's cushydreams.com.
That's right, KUSHY dreams.
Promo code CUMTOWN.
Smoke your CBD
because you can.
Because you can. One of the honestly best slogans of all time.
Yeah. It's good shit that makes me cum in my mouth.
Maybe. Smoke my cock.
That's a good logo.
Because I'm straight.
I can make you suck penis.
I can make you suck penis.
Oh, damn. I'm pointing it at you.
Damn, I love watching Degrassi.
Yeah, we watched 2 episodes of Degrassi today.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good day, if you ask me.
If you swing back and forth, you do Degrassi and then Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah,
I would love to, there should be...
You're taking the tour of Canada.
There should be, like, the two universes should converge at some point.
Send
Ricky to that high school.
Ricky Ticky Sucky Dicky. Ricky Sucky Dicky.
Do you think Elliot Page will reprise his role as Trinity?
And how about we're doing a show called Bly Ring?
He's not Trinity, he's... Whose daughter was he? Was he
Elliot?
Ladies? She was Trinity in the Matrix.
Elliot Page was Trinity in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu
I can
was
make you
in
suck
love
penis.
With him.
Damn. I wonder when it all shakes out, how many people are going to be trans?
At least two on this show.
Because they were saying that
you too.
You think I'm trans?
Yeah, dude, you'd be a big, fun girl.
I would be. Dude. If I was a girl, I'd be awesome.
You'd be dating, like, just an incredibly handsome black guy.
I'd be sucking so much cock.
You'd
cock.
Be Mimi Bobek.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I would not be Mimi.
Can it, pig?
Mimi was wearing too much makeup.
That's you, dude.
I would be doing a natural look.
Mimi is
maybe a little blush and maybe a muted lip.
Mimi is stuff. Yeah. Mimi is
that's
stop
it. Mimi was
maybe a little eyeliner. Just make her ojos pop.
I don't think so.
No?
This is absolutely you, stuff. That's 100% you.
I'm hotter than Mimi, honestly. I'm not even fucking lying.
No, you're me.
Let me find. Who's the actress that played Mimi?
Her name is Mimi Bobek.
Kathy Kinney. Can you imagine a fatter name?
That is really a fat bitch's name, if I've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi Bobek. Is an American actress, voice actress, and comedian. Kathy Kinney. Let's see her not in makeup. Oh, baby, when you suck my dick. Oh, my dick. Damn, she is not looking too good.
Who, Meow Meow Bobek?
Yeah.
Dude, she'll always look good to me. You think Drew Carey ever smashed?
Yeah, probably.
On set?
I'm trying to fuck the other lady.
Who?
Didn't they have a friend that was a girl in that show?
Yeah, but she was fine. She
Nah, she could catch it. She could catch the prickadell.
Yeah, didn't her and Drew dated at some point?
How long has Drew Carey been hosting?
It's crazy because it's like there's all these shows that I would never watch now that I've watched every episode of.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like there was just nothing else to do
but watch. So much Scrubs.
The fact that I've seen so much Home Improvement is wild.
Yeah.
I've seen probably every episode of Home Improvement, every episode of Family Matters.
I remember when they switched the Tool Time Girl.
Bindi.
Yeah.
Krista Miller is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And she could catch it.
She's dead.
No.
Yeah, she died.
I'm kidding. I'm playing a joke on you.
She died from fucking a guy that looks like you.
She was crushed to death by a big fat man who tried to give her a hug.
Damn, this bitch is looking good to this day, it appears.
Who?
Krista Miller, don't worry about it. Oh, she was on Scrubs, too. That's right. Did she?
Do you remember the Scrubs song, I'm No Superman?
I'm no Superman. I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, Kate O'Brien is the name of the character.
Oh, she's married to Bill Lawrence Smart. Secure that prick, secure that bag for life.
Who's Bill Lawrence?
Bill Lawrence is the guy who created Scrubs and like runs a bunch of shows. My girl slurped her way to the... No, she's a good actress, too.
Just bailing on that immediately? No, we're just having
fun. I feel bad because she's hot, okay? If you want the reality. Let's see what else Bill... William Van Duser Lawrence the Fourth. What a fucking... Now, that's
his name?
Van Duser.
Oh, Lord.
He has written for many other shows, including The Nanny and Boy Meets World. Although, you know what? He's got a pretty good... Ted Lasso, he did Clone High, Spin City, that was a good one. Cougar Town, didn't watch that one. Scrubs, like I said, I did watch quite a bit, and I did want to fuck the blonde lady in it, who had a big breast.
I got some you can scrub, huh?
I don't have the world's tiniest sponge.
Why would you need the world's tiniest
sponge? For your dick?
No, so you can do the detail work, to respect it.
So I can get in the creases in every little single
shine that up for you, boss.
I'm no Superman. Yeah, that was a good show.
Shout out to fucking Carla, who was also in The Sopranos. She fucked Paulie as well as Turk. Turk's wife fucked Paulie.
Paulie Walnuts?
Yeah.
Who'd he get pussy from?
He got pussy from the hot Latina from Scrubs.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Wow.
I feel like I've seen every episode of The Sopranos a million times.
Well, clearly not.
I forgot the...
Because you're a fucking idiot.
I forgot Paulie fucking anyone other than a fucking prostitute.
Paulie had a gumar for a second.
Oh.
He had a gumada.
But he was a single adult male.
Still, it's, you know what? That's the thing. I'm looking for a gumar right now, even though I don't have a wife.
Your grandma?
No. I don't want to
have a grandma.
Yeah, I'm over at my gumad's house.
I want a mistress, and I have no wife.
You've never had sex either.
Just a quick addendum
there. You've never had sex.
I have.
And he's never had sex.
Stop telling people.
And he's gay, and he's never had sex.
Dude, seriously? Can we stop the show for a second? Let me hit pause here.
And he's never had sex.
I told you not to tell anyone I don't have sex.
Oops.
All right, we're going to start the show back. And you're going to say you're lying.
We're back on Blyring Line. I'm William N. Buckley Jr. My guest today.
William, can you admit that I do get pussy?
Sure.
Yes!
Wow. Is William N. Buckley a black Republican?
We don't have to say.
We don't have to do any of the bit.
We can bail.
Unless you wanted
to
jump in and offer something.
I don't want to say what I said before when we were doing that bit.
When we had why we're going to have to bleep something again?
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, Adam was saying something really foul earlier today.
That's a weird cap you got on. The colors are weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, it's tripping me out.
Yeah, it is trippy.
I'm trying to
fucking
smoke
shrooms.
It
looks like, you know, when like a DVD fucks up?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like those weird
colors.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, it changes color when it's stretched out versus when it's
penis.
Small.
With a gun. I can make it. I can put a gun in your face. I can put a gun in your face. And make you suck my dick. You suck my penis. I can make you suck my dick. I put a gun in your face.
I wonder.
What do you wonder?
I wonder if Sophie's in heaven listening to us.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope she's
Would
hope
you
she's
suck my dick? If I put a gun to your head.
Screech also having cancer is a weird one.
He had lung cancer. Was he blasting too many cigs?
I read an article about, the people that getting like lung cancer even though they never smoked.
How do they get it? From like, just going outside?
Damn, can you imagine how much of a how stupid you would feel if you got lung cancer and you're like, I never smoke cigarettes.
And then you die from
it? That Meanwhile, we're over here blasting cigs.
We're going to live forever.
A picture of perfect health.
Oh, yeah.
We're Adonises.
Uh-huh. What's that Lewis Black joke about fucking like the way to live forever is just being a miserable piece of shit?
Hmm.
You just go outside every day and like, hey, you fucking kids, get the fuck off my lawn. And it's just like taking vitamins. Great joke.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. You were too busy having lunch when that special came out.
I mean, probably
maybe
at some point during the day.
Maybe you remember
that it came out.
Maybe you
Stav
remember
is
the
known
type
for
of
his 8-hour lunch.
You're the type of tortellini.
I do like a long lunch. I've got to be honest.
It's a European style.
I like a long lunch. I like a long dinner.
Now I want 3-cheese tortellini.
That's right. See what happens.
Oh, fuck. I forgot how much I like tortellini.
I
want
to make homemade pasta.
Dude, I haven't had tortellini in forever.
You can go get it.
I could. There's a lot of things you can do.
What about squirtellini?
When you're straight. when you're a straight man, the world is your oyster.
I want squirtellini, dude. I don't want to eat pussy.
Yeah. We're taking pussy applications. Just send
I'm looking for a Gumar if you're listening.
You don't even have a girlfriend.
I know. That's what makes it. But that's the relationship I want.
But he's saying like Paulie had a Gumar and no wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the vibe of a mistress without cheating on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We hang out for one really fun day every like couple weeks.
She doesn't speak English. You give her a present.
We don't
what
talk
I want
that
is
much.
I want is an enabler, somebody that's just going to come fill me with drugs.
Oh, mm-hmm. You can there's plenty. You
encourage
can get plenty
me
of people to do that.
Continue doing drugs.
That was the key, beauty
that
and
would
key
be
of our early friendship.
Yeah.
Co-enabling.
Yeah, just like a leaving Las Vegas situation.
An Elizabeth Shue.
Uh-huh. Except instead of being a prostitute, you're like a lawyer or something.
Why? Why not a
just
prostitute?
Just like a woman that makes $300,000 a year filling me.
That would be cool. That would
coming
be cool.
Home and filling me with drugs. Just,
that would be cool if we all dated professional business type
ladies.
She's
just furious. She spends her whole day being pissed off and yelling at people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes her feel good to give me what I want, which is heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah.
And to jack off your limp penis.
She gets,
not even.
She gets control from that.
Not even. Just like the way you would feed a cat.
Mm-hmm. That's
like
your...
spitefully, because you're not going to bring yourself to kick it.
Right.
Yeah.
So instead you
let it kill itself with kibble.
Exactly. That's what I want.
I would like that, but with getting my dick sucked.
Yeah.
I would like to... get jacked off and my dick sucked and some pussy as well.
Would you fuck my ass if I was a friend?
Would you fuck my ass?
Or would you fuck my ass
if I gave you $10?
But the sea shanty thing. Have you seen this?
No.
Have you guys
what
seen
is
this
that?
Sea? It's so funny that like this dumb shit that's like. It's self-explanatory why it's popular,
mm-hmm.
You know, because it's stupid and it's easy to consume.
It's like, come on, they can fuck my ass.
But then like, there's numbers next to it that say that 10 million people have watched this, and then the New York Times has to be like, the sea shanty explained.
Right.
But just so fucking like boomers that
it's
are
a dumb catchy song.
Boomers that think someone's
it's
gonna
a song?
Think a guy dressed as a buffalo is gonna come into their gated community and rip their mail in ballot for Biden out of their hands and coal roll them
mm-hmm.
in their own garage.
Mm-hmm.
That could never happen to me because I would fuck that guy
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they're like, what is sea shanty? Is it fascist? Please, New York Times, tell me whether or not this is fascist.
I saw Kimmel said that the GameStop boys were all Russian crisis actors.
Yeah, Kimmel's dick is actually incredibly small.
He used to be my favorite one of all of them, yeah.
And now he's talking about, who the fuck is on Wall Street side of a Wall Street versus anyone debate?
Yeah, it's one of the gayest dances.
That's the gayest thing you could do, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, you are no longer Las Vegas's favorite son. It is now me.
Did you see that video where it was like after Trump lost, they had like CGI of like the Statue of Liberty dancing and Abraham Lincoln dancing?
On the Kimmel show?
Yeah, dude, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It's so funny that like in 2 years' time, what's it called? Like Dot Night with Lily Singh or whatever the name of the show is?
Jesus.
That's going to be what?
Dot Night? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like at midnight. It's like... Isn't it that the theme? It's kind of like a net, like a computer show.
I've never seen it, but I assume it's like a late
I thought it was
night.
Supposed to be like,
night.
Yeah, it's I thought like it was supposed to be like a web thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's called like
Dot Night. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
Lily like, Singh Dot Night.
Yeah.
Like what was the
like Microsoft Dot Net? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
comedy Dot Night.
Dot Night. Yeah.
Gotcha.
With Lily Singh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the name?
That's the name. Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
name. So okay. In 3 years, what were you saying?
That'll be the best late night show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's quality.
She'll be the badass one. Yeah.
She's
be like
the only one who doesn't cry on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched maybe the first two. The monologue is just. I mean, I don't know. What else is the rest of the show? She has a guest on that's like
yeah.
an Asian woman that's learning graffiti. What the fuck is that show?
Yeah. What does it air on? Oh, wait, did she
it's
take...
On the, it's on like a streaming app
it's,
or something,
it's on
right?
.TV.
It's on .TV.
Or did she take Carson Daly's? Another, is that another online platform?
Adam, what are you doing? You got your papers here?
I've forgot that I got a new mm-hmm. insurance card for my car, and I still haven't put it in my glove box, and now it's all torn up.
Honestly,
from being in my pocket.
Trump should have read the writing on the wall when it was clear he wasn't going to win
mm-hmm.
and just spent the last 2 months going absolutely YOLO, making Jews wear stars and stuff. Dude, cutting it off right at the end.
Yeah. Public executions.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really blew the chance they
just,
had.
Right,
the
forcing them to put Abraham Lincoln in blackface in the Lincoln Memorial. They pay, and then Biden has to come in. He's like, my first act is going to be clearing off the makeup. We're going to get the makeup off of Abe Lincoln.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, that's what he should have done, some shit like that.
It would have been...
He should have sucked my dick.
It would have been YOLO if that happened.
Yeah, that would have been YOLO. That would have been a smart money play right there.
That's the motto.
I'm hungry.
You know what?
I just had some of Stav's delicious chili.
I have some chili in the fridge, mate.
Yeah, I might have some.
I had a nice little sandwich.
Where there was a boat called the Captain Fogg, and the captain was named Adam.
Adam. Oh, well, Adam is gay.
Adam
is
gay.
His
dick
is
small.
And his balls are small.
And the storm came in, and it blew off his pants, and everyone saw how small his dick was. And the sails, they cried and bowled, and everyone on the ship, they laughed. And the laughter blew the sails real hard, and they made it back to shore. And if it weren't for Adam's dick so small, the laughter would be no more. And it because it was his dick so small, they made it all the way home.
Yep.
Because there was no wind that day, and they were all, they called him gay.
He's a fucking
and he's gay, and fuck you.
Oh, Adam, you are gay, your dick is small, and you suck my dick. Oh, Adam, fuck my ass.
And I hate your hat, but I want it.
You
I'm, gonna,
fuck your
I'm telling
ass.
You right now,
you
I don't
you
like the hat.
Up.
No,
you said fuck my
he
ass.
He was speaking from your perspective. That was your verse in the song.
You were talking to another gay guy.
That
that
part of the song ends with a comma and then a quotation mark. And then it says that Adam said it. Scottish very easily becomes Indian.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. We went down to the store and there, I was there. They didn't have enough for milk, and so we had to go to the bathroom. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I see.
I also
here.
Like
the brothers in
a
arms.
Running theme in our over probably 10-year friendship at this point has been when you do an Indian voice, you mention the bathroom.
Because it's the best word to say.
Bathroom.
Bathroom.
I can't wait to go to the bathroom.
I love we are going to the bathroom.
That should be on your tombstone.
I love we are going to the bathroom.
Indian voice parentheses. I can't wait to go to the bathroom.
I will take so very many dumps.
Very many dumps.
I will get so very many pussy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother.
Well, it might be time to eat, folks.
I love it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, you can check it out. We got an extra episode every week at patreon.com/cumtown.
And
if you want to buy shirts, you can go to cum.town for cumtown merchandise.
And we have just a couple 2021 calendars left. They're $5 or $10 off.
Mm-hmm.
So go to stabby.biz and buy yourself a calendar.
You'd squeeze 10 and a half good months out of that calendar.
And that's the show.